Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The Masters is back, and this week DraftKings has given you 100-1 odds on the golfer if you're choosing to finish in the top 10. If you haven't tried DraftKings, go download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer if you're choosing finishes in the top 10. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I still a big old think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, and I was send a bit for someone else. While other people always seem to just be on vacation. What do I get from it? I don't get anything at all. I'm like a trash can holding all the information. And every single time I'm
Welcome into Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville, live from the White Claw, live from the Fan Run Radio studios, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Ferguson, Alex Comas in the studio with you guys. Fellas, yesterday was the first official day with no college basketball, no college football. It is officially football season. No, I kid. It's officially baseball season, soccer season, tennis, perhaps, Masters weekend as well, but no college basketball, as yesterday was the first day we had to go without. Alex, how'd you deal with not having any college basketball yesterday? Did you do anything fun? Did you do anything to get your mind off the absence of the greatest sport ever invented?
Yeah, I've watched my Yankees play. Finish out a good victory against the Baltimore Orioles. I'm doing extras, just though. Fine without it.
Didn't they take him to extras?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm glad you're doing good, Folky. What say you about you?
About basketball?
No, about you.
Oh, just about me in general?
Yeah, how's your day been?
It's been pretty good.
It's good.
Went to some school. Did some
what congratulations.
School. Schoolwork.
I'm proud of you.
And turned it in.
Did you just go to a random school? I went to some school.
Went to some school.
Said what's up to the school.
Yes, yeah, said what's up. Did some work. Turned it in. Got 100, of course.
Proud of you.
Because
incredibly proud of
I'm
you.
I'm a genius.
Right.
Watched the Reds play.
And what a sight that was.
What a sight. 11-4.
I mean, got the most dingers in the league.
That's right.
Sitting tied for first.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like a well-oiled machine. Guys yeah. who weren't even, going to expect it to be playing right now.
No.
Absolutely hitting bombs.
Yeah.
Playing insane. Yeah.
I don't want to be mean, but I'm going to call
it. Not even a week into the season, we're already saying these things.
I'm going to call it right now. Castellanos' suspension is going to be upheld, and as soon as he is suspended, it is going to be the downfall of the Reds season.
I just Why have would a that feeling. Be a negative on that?
I just have a gut feeling.
Are you saying it's going to be a curse?
It's only a two-game suspension, too,
I think it's going to be like a COVID break. I think it's going to screw you guys over.
I don't think so. Nah. I think we're going to be
fine. I just have a gut feeling.
We're going to ride this momentum.
Because when he goes out, that means Aquino gets the start.
And he hit a bomb today.
He sure did.
Tucker, how you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful. I mean, a big part of that reason is what me and Folky just talked about. Mm-hmm. The Reds looking good.
That's right.
We're not making any bold claims here, Alex. We're just enjoying baseball, enjoying our team.
They're going to win the World Series.
No bold claims, though?
No bold claims, though. I mean, we're not claiming that.
No.
It's just how we feel.
Sources have said that that's a possibility.
Sources have said it's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We are in playoff contention at this moment.
Yeah. So yeah, we are.
Doing pretty good.
And we're not even a week into the season.
Nope.
Why are you talking playoff contention?
typically we're already out by this time.
Yeah. So
that's just not true.
The good news is today the Reds scored 11 more runs than they did in last year's postseason.
That's why we're excited.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's been a minute since we saw these kind of runs, this kind of offensive production. So
it's cute.
Doing all right. Doing okay. Why are you trying to rain on our parade? We're just happy. We're just in a good mood.
Look, I'm just trying to make you guys, you know, come back down to earth.
No matter how much you think,
the Cardinals in the opening series, you can't make much of the opening series.
Oh, okay. Right? That's your excuse for that one. Because I thought the Cardinals, weren't they your pick to win the division? And we.
Yeah, they still are.
Okay. All right.
I don't care.
Good.
I hate
that. Look, but that win means nothing.
No, I was glad you guys beat the Cardinals, especially after what happened with the whole Castellanos getting ejected, then now the suspension. Like, I'm glad you guys beat the Cardinals. There are a lot of Cardinal fans that I hate.
Okay.
Just being from Memphis, there are a lot of Cardinals fans there. I always hear it from them. So to see them get humbled by the Reds, that was a nice sight to see.
Okay.
But you guys are playing the Pirates now, who are by far the worst team in baseball.
That's your opinion.
Let us have fun. I'm not – okay. You don't actually believe that we think we're going to the World Series right now.
No,
we're
I'm not saying
having fun.
I just temper the expectations a little bit. Like,
we are fully aware.
Runs, that was really nice to see today.
Yeah.
But, again, we played the Pirates.
Exactly. But we are fully aware how quickly this train can go off the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So while it's still on the tracks, woo! We're going to enjoy it.
That's right.
I mean, that's our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Take every dinger to heart. Hold on to it, because one day they'll disappear.
One day you just get none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Will, how was your day?
It was pretty solid, man.
Okay, cool.
Got to hop on the drive today, ask some trivia questions. Bear threatened to beat me up multiple times.
Yeah, what happened
pretty
there?
Upset there.
So he is bad at trivia. I don't know if Bear's listening, but
are we getting
did,
the same questions later? Little teaser?
If you didn't hear them, you guys all said you didn't listen, so I'm assuming.
No.
Then yes, you'll probably get the same questions if we do trivia today.
So we will be able to give an opinion on if Bear was correct.
They are pretty.
In his anger.
They are pretty hard. It's hard. They were 80s and 90s questions about just everything 80s and 90s movies, TV shows, music, and sports. So it's kind of hard to judge for me as a guy who's from 2002.
I think I could.
I mean,
do okay.
I think you could too. I've asked a couple of the questions on air before because they're just regular music and sports trivias as well.
Sure.
But Bear thought that I was giving Russell the easy questions and Bear the hard one. I'll ask you a teaser question.
Okay.
See if anybody can answer this one. This one, both of them struggled to answer, and New Trey actually got the answer to this one. In the song "Don't Stop Believin'," what two smells are described?
Wine and cheap perfume.
Wine and cheap perfume are correct. The smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Couldn't think of the full lyrics of that song, to be
honest. Thank God that's the opening, like, 10 seconds, because I just sang the whole opening tune in my head.
But yeah, no, it was a pretty solid day. I think we're going to – I think I might be being recruited by the drive right now to come in and do some pop quizzes and stuff. And so maybe some things on the horizon for Will Stevens to be a trivia host for maybe a Saturday show during the summer or something.
That'd be fun.
Congrats, man, on the promotion, I guess.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Good job, Will.
It must be hard watching from the back seat, but I do appreciate the motivation. I do appreciate the well wishes from all of you.
No, Shots being fired all over this room.
That was sincere.
So is mine.
That's true.
Mutual sincerity.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a word, right?
Sincerity.
No. Sincerity.
Nope.
Sincerity.
Close. Yep.
Sincerity.
Close.
Sincerity.
Under review, point
incorrect.
Not given.
Wrong.
We kind of buried the lead today. Keon Johnson's going to the NBA, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do good news, bad news. Good news is Tennessee basketball got a recruit today. And
good news.
The French dude who I'm never going
to
say his name right for all four years that he's going
to
be here.
I'm going to hear that one out loud first.
Looked like a pretty solid player. Can fill
he
it
does,
up from all the places. I believe he's from Montverde. I'm terrible with
my
names.
My dad actually played high school basketball against Montverde's high school coach. Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
So against his high school coach?
No, against like the coach of the high school of Montverde.
Against that team, though, or just against the dude?
No,
who coaches
against
them?
The dude who coached the team, like the guys from Jersey.
Just the way you tapered off on that sentence, it sounded like your dad played against Montverde, and then you very quickly threw in the coach.
No.
I thought it was funny.
Kevin Boyle, I believe, is his name.
Fair.
Kevin Boyle
is a terrible name.
One thing I will say I'm glad about the new recruit is I was going to be upset that we didn't have a Frenchman on the team with Yves Pons leaving.
I was about to say at least a foreigner, but we do have an Uruguayan.
Uruguayan. Sure.
From Uruguay.
Yes.
And where's Plavsic from? Serbia?
He is Serbian. And do we not have another international player?
Olivier is from Finland.
Yes. So
pretty well diverse team.
We are an international basketball team.
We should start speaking different languages.
Shooting guard.
I'm sure they do.
No, but like I mean on court. Like, you know, I played soccer, a lot of the teams, the kids who spoke Spanish would speak Spanish to each other. I played at Farragut, not right. A lot of kids spoke Spanish at Farragut. So
right.
To confuse the other team and be able to basically speak in code or just in a different language at this point, we should start doing that, where we should just start speaking in Spanish or in Russian or something.
Yeah, but we don't have two of the same,
that doesn't matter. Just
original language.
Just whoever speaks the best of their original language teaches everyone else.
Have the ability
just
to
make
teach.
It a requirement. If you come play Tennessee basketball, you have to take Chinese or something like that. Like
Chinese? We're not even going to pick one of our international guys.
I'm just spitballing.
Chinese
doesn't have to be
on the court.
That was the first language that
I
came
feel like
into my
that
head.
That one would be pretty tough to learn.
But that's also that would be very hard to decipher.
Sure.
That would be very confusing.
Sure.
I think it would be a very good talking code.
It's a decent strategy.
Like everyone knows the football plays. Everyone knows the basketball sets. They've been just rehashed and rehashed. You can't really call them any code word. Like everyone knows Spider 2 Eye Banana. If a dude hears that on the opposite line of the huddle or during an audible, you're gonna know what the play is. If a coach is studying some tape, he's gonna know what the play is. If they have to translate the tape,
that's just gonna
set it up for bad translation. They'll think a pass play is a run play, a play action is a run play.
The names of our sets should just be in Chinese.
Yeah. When you're coming down the court, you just hear Rick Barnes screaming,
speaking
Rojo,
Chinese.
Rojo.
Okay.
Red for Spanish. That was the first Spanish word I could think of.
The only non-English word. Wow. Okay.
It was the only non-English word that came to my brain at the time. I speak pequeño Spanish.
Right.
That means little, right?
Yes.
Pronunciation wasn't great, but
I mean that's how it is. I didn't take a class for it.
He speaks pequeño. He already told you.
Just picked up.
He already
told
you.
It's not pequeño. It's pequeño.
Pequeño. My bad. Pequeño. I apologize.
I mean, what more evidence do you
no,
want?
No, I was just helping you, Tucker, in case you wanted to take that along with you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
But yeah, we did get the new recruit, but we also, as one comes, one goes.
Yes.
Keon Johnson declares for the draft, hiring an agent. No surprise there. I guess kind of a surprise on the timetable.
Chris and I jinxed it this morning.
Were y'all talking about it this morning, saying maybe he'll stay?
Yeah, we were like, why hasn't he announced yet?
Well,
I saw yesterday on Twitter, Memphis center Musa Cisse announced he was going to the draft, and he's barely getting second round mocks. And I was like, why am I seeing all these guys who are worse than Keon announce that they're entering their name in the draft, and we still haven't seen Keon?
Yeah, I was expecting it right after, coming on the tails of Jade Springer.
I wonder,
it took a while.
With the way Kennedy Chandler and has been getting after recruits, I wonder if he was trying to text Keon and Jaden, trying to get them to stay. And he had Keon on the hook a little bit longer.
I mean, I'm sure there was a text out there you should definitely come back, but
when you're being projected number
six, a lot of guys very often.
When you're projected number six, it is a very big difference than even being projected 15th. That is just an insane step away.
Sure.
You have to go. Again, we talked about it earlier in the season when they were ranked 27th in the mock drafts around there, and we were saying, I mean, even at 27th, you're still probably going to go because there's so many spots you can fall. There's so few spots you can climb up. If you're number six, you can only go up through the top five. And
Not with Keon too. He could drop, but he's not dropping farther than 10 or 11.
Yeah,
no. With Jaden,
bad injury, which is another thing on why you wouldn't want to come back as well.
Yeah, with Jaden, there was more of a question mark or more of a range as to where he could end up. He could end up as high as 10 and end up as low as 25, 30.
And so once I saw Jaden leave, I think it closed the door on any hope. I think I tweeted out the poll after the season ended of which do we expect, both leaving, Jaden staying, Keon staying, or both staying. And the majority was both leaving.
Yeah.
The second majority was Jaden staying. But also, when you're projected, am I the only one, and call me crazy, I know Keon looked very impressive this season, had some flashes, but also had some very poor games. But three-point shooting and stuff like that wasn't impressive enough for me to really believe that if he had another year here, he'd be able to make himself a number one pick. I love Keon. He played a fantastic game. I think six is a perfect pick for him to be at. But at the same time, I don't see him being able to develop his game into a number one overall pick in 1 year's time. There's no reason to stay if you're already the sixth pick. Go to the league.
Yeah.
Go get your bag. I mean, that's what you have to do. That's the smartest thing to do in this situation.
Yeah, it would be crazy to turn down a being projected number six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, for sure.
I would almost feel bad if he came back. Like, there's so many, like, terrible things that could happen.
I mean, there are some great things that could happen as well.
Sure.
There are the pros and cons. There's always the flip side of the coin. But it's the same thing with bowl games, Senior Bowl, all those things. Just when the cons outweigh the pros, when you're going to the pros.
Except it's even wilder, or not wilder, but different in this scenario where it's like, you know, a Senior Bowl or a bowl game. That's one game.
And you also have a little
coming
bit more
back
pro.
For a whole season.
Good point by you. But you also have a little bit more pro in the Senior Bowl of all scouts are coming there to watch you play, and they're paying attention to the quarterbacks and stuff.
Exactly.
You're going to be amongst at least 64 teams if you're playing in another tournament or something like that. Like, you are going to be not under a microscope per se. Did you guys see any other news sticking kind of in the college basketball world before? I mean, there's obviously the big story out of the Pac-12 today, but did anybody see anything else they wanted to mention from college basketball news? I didn't know if anybody else declared, anybody else staying. I believe
I have a key Rutgers player who announced he was putting his name into the draft.
Ron Harper Jr.?
Geo Baker.
Oh. Is he hiring an agent, or is he?
No.
So he can come back. He's just testing waters.
He can pull his name to come back for a fifth year.
So he can pull out. It's not bad, Gio.
Huge.
You think he has a shot? Like, I think he played pretty solid this year, but I don't think I see him getting any big paycheck.
No. I don't think he gets drafted.
Do you think he has an NBA future even if he comes back? Like, do you think he could build something there?
No.
Fair enough. I like your honesty as a Rutgers fan.
I love Gio, but no. Like, we had a player that was better than him. I want to say 3-4 years ago, and Corey Sanders, he was a McDonald's top 100 player.
See, I don't even know that name.
Yeah, he was there. He went to Rutgers for 2-3 years, went to the draft, and ended up going through with it, didn't get selected. He played around the G League for a little bit, but now he's playing out in Europe. So
Geo Baker is a very strong name, though. Geo Baker sounds like a name you draft just for the name alone. Like, that's a solid name. But obviously the big news out of the Pac-12, Sean Miller out at Arizona after 12 seasons fired. Obviously, the real issue stemming all the way back to 2017, DeAndre Ayton impermissible benefits, or whatever the code words they were using for paying players, there's a bunch of takes you can have on this. I was listening to The Drive. I watched Chance Collins and Russell have a conversation on Twitter about it. Do you guys think this was scandal-related or winning-related? Because when you look at when the scandal comes out in the past three seasons, they finished like 8th, 5th, and 6th as their highest finishes in the Pac-12 so far.
I mean, it could be both.
For sure, sure. But
that's what I was going to say. I think, you know, the scandal was a black eye for him, but ultimately the lack of winning the last few seasons.
There's no point to keep him.
Exactly.
Especially if you
what
look,
do you gain?
If you look at Will Wade, now he's not winning as much as a quote-unquote winning program would win, but he's winning at an exceedingly high level for LSU basketball since Shaq has been there. So they're going to keep him because he's winning. You can kind of put things under wrap or
like,
hold on.
Yeah, you can see fighting for a guy like that.
Bill Self, for example, got a lifetime contract in the same season, and they were in the exact same boat.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the same place, but they're winning basketball games, which is why they actually stick their neck out for a guy like that and continue to employ him.
In an off season for Kansas where we all thought they were frauds, they still were a 3 seed and won a tournament game.
Yeah.
That's how Bill Self is. I thought that
must
was interesting.
Must be nice for that to be a down year.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Would be.
Yeah.
We'll get there. I really do think. I really do think we'll get there.
You know, I saw a tweet from Woj. You know where Sean Miller might end up? As an NBA assistant coach.
Oh, then no. I was going to try to think of open college spots.
Yep. Woj said that there was interest this past season where a team reached out to him about being an assistant coach.
Is it in Arizona? Is it Phoenix?
No, he didn't say any team in specific.
I thought we were guessing. My bad.
Yep.
I was about to throw out 9 different teams.
But no, Woj just said likely he ends up on that path.
What are the responsibilities of an NBA assistant coach? Like, what do you really do? Once you get to that level, what do you really... I mean, I guess on your lower-level teams in the NBA, you're doing a little more coaching. But I feel like even the head coach in the NBA...
Scouting. There are sets. There are different things you have to... The players can go play, but you also have sets, different things like that.
I would feel like 90% of your job is just, like, coming up with a game plan and then just you don't even have to really coach it. You just tell them, mm-hmm. hey, this is what's going to work.
But you're also going to have drills, people sure. who know basketball and know players at peak performance. Like all NBA, all NFL players are the peak performance yes. of any of that sport. There with the exceptions of a few. But
a little different when it comes to coaching between football and basketball.
For sure. Yeah. But just in general, they are at the peak.
Athletically,
they're at peak performance. So when guys know how to work with guys like that and specialize sure. in a specific position, when you look at players who have played at Arizona, DeAndre Ayton is the first guy that comes to mind. Like he's had experience being able to get the most out of big men before. So maybe you see that come into play. Just scouting in general, he kind of knows guys he scouted when he was at 12 years for Arizona. He's going to remember the names and the games of these guys once they're on the G League rosters and stuff like that. I think he'll bounce back. He built something there at Arizona, or at least continued something that was built already. I think you'll see Sean Miller's name float somewhere else unless some really bad things come out of this investigation. But if it's just getting this kid free shoes and paying him, and it's not anything Rick Pitino-esque or Ed Orgeron hot water that he's in right now where there are some legal troubles and some disgusting acts, I think you'll see Sean Miller in the basketball game here shortly.
Well, he just recently got suspended, too, for apparently not promoting an atmosphere of compliance. And that was, I think, just last year.
So he just basically, no rats was basically his policy. Like he treated it like a mafia. You just don't say anything.
I honestly think he, with what has gone on, like for the scandal to happen and then for you to get suspended like a couple years later for that same thing about compliance, like an issue with that. I think if you're a college program, you're kind of steering clear for a little bit.
So yeah, he's going to have to stay.
I don't think he's going to get a job this offseason, but I could see him making a comeback at a mid-major.
Where you get a couple years and then a mid-major school goes, you know what, we'll take the winning.
I mean, at the end of the day, a Rick Pitino name like that, I don't think Sean Miller is at the same peak of a Rick Pitino name. I think Rick Pitino is a bigger name, but still a name like that brings money to a team, if anything else. Like he can bring wins, but when you hire a coach with some controversy, something around them, people are going to want to see him play. So a mid-major who needs some money, needs some facility upgrade, something like that, you could see them using his name as something to bring in fans. Teams do that a lot. Rick Pitino is a fantastic example. Hit a quick break. Come back. We'll find something to talk about. Baseball's going on. Braves won today, right?
Yes, they did. Won two games.
Let's go. Let's go.
Huge fan.
Giant fan.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Welcome back in. Fandom Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Overtime, rolling right along, live from the Fandom Radio studios. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson, Alex Comas in the studio with you guys. Fellas, draft's coming up. No more basketball. It's baseball season, but it's also draft season. NBA, we were talking about the NBA draft, talking about Keon Johnson. Alex brought it up earlier during the break. Ayo Dosunmu obviously also declaring for the draft. You think he's going to wear the mask in the NBA? Just keep it? Or because they lost to Loyola Chicago, you get rid of it? Because he really wanted to wear that mask. He wouldn't take it off. There was an article written about how he was wearing it around his apartment for the whole week leading up to the tournament and stuff like that.
He might keep it.
Dude, how sick would that be if you wore it on draft day?
Get it.
With the suit. He just had a blacked out suit with the black mat.
That'd be an iconic picture.
That would be so hard.
I think
he's going to have a pretty solid career.
Sure. But, it would require that for it to be
100%.
An iconic picture.
Maybe not. I mean, sometimes
maybe such a big bust.
Joakim Noah... was a solid career, but I don't think he was an NBA legend or anything.
He's a notable name, though.
But his draft picture is his draft suit is one of my favorite suits of all time. You got to Google it.
Is it not huge?
I believe so. Big suits were a thing for a while. That St. Bonaventure picture of the kid whose shorts are down to his ankles is a legendary photo.
Yes.
But the NFL draft is coming up, and I have.
Oh my God, that's the ugliest suit I've ever seen.
It's so hard, though. It's so hard.
He's so big. It's just ridiculously sized.
Look up James Harden's suit next, because James Harden's suit was pretty fire, too. I think they might have been in the same draft class.
I think I've seen that one.
Suit pictures, I did that. That was the first year I was here during the NBA draft. That was the first segment I did was me ranking the top 10 pick suits.
Wow.
Zion dominated it with his whiteout linen suit. It was beautiful. But the NFL draft is coming up. And from New England Sports Network, I got a little article here that ESPN analysts believe the Patriots could quote-unquote absolutely trade up for the Falcons draft pick. The Falcons drafting at number 4 this year, and according to New England Sports Network, it could completely change the complexion of the first round depending on where they go with that pick. Obviously, 3 quarterbacks are expected to be selected from the start, with Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson going 1 and 2 most likely, and then Mac Jones, Justin Fields, or Trey Lance going to the 49ers, who recently swung a trade with the Miami Dolphins. Will the Falcons follow suit and grab Matt Ryan's successor, or do you see them trading away from this pick? Because I think with the run on quarterbacks that's going to be done, I think they're definitely going to have a bunch of trade offers. And do you turn down trade offers when you think you could probably get another guy later in that first round? Like, I don't think you get out of the first round for sure. You don't back out completely, but I think with the value at the 4th pick, and I know I'm not the biggest – I mean, I kind of pooped all over Matt Ryan at the beginning of the season, and it turned out to be very, very good take. The guy I was sticking up for ended up winning a Super Bowl from the same division. But anyways, that's with the victory lap. That doesn't matter. But do you think they go quarterback? Do you think Matt Ryan's time in Atlanta is coming to a close? Do you think they're going to set it up with a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers type scenario? Or do you see them trading this pick away? Or do you see them keeping it and going a different direction? What do the Falcons do with this 4th pick? Because I do agree with New England Sports Network. Like, this could change the complexion of the whole entire draft.
It could. But, I mean, I think the Falcons, like, need a quarterback, do they not? Like, Matt Ryan is tapering off.
You argued at the beginning of the season that he wasn't tapering off. No. I guess, do you think he's tapering off? Do you really believe?
I didn't think he was tapering off. He's old.
Yes, but do you think...
It's just I thought how many Tom years, Brady was how older, many years
you
which
think,
he is.
How many years do you think he has left? Because I don't even know how many years he has on a contract, but if they got to renew a contract soon, I can see him getting rid of him.
I mean, with his play of recent, I mean, I would give him like 3 more years max. That's his ceiling, I think. I mean, he is 35. Tom Brady is an anomaly. It'll probably never happen again. Nobody's going to play that old. He's
Matt Ryan is under contract until the 2023 season, so your timetable would set up pretty nicely.
I don't think they extend him. I don't think they re-sign him after that. I don't think he re-signs. I think he retires.
He is entering his 14th NFL season.
I think he retires. You need to draft a quarterback right here, especially with as good as the quarterbacks are in this draft.
But that's the thing. I think the quarterbacks are very good. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But when we look back at quarterback runs that have happened, such as 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson has all this black cloud surrounding him, so it's very hard to judge how his career is going to turn out, because I don't think you're going to be able to make a comeback from this. But his career from the beginning looked pretty solid.
Yes.
Pat Mahomes, obviously, is the next great thing. He's done some good things in Kansas City and hasn't done a lot of bad things. And then you have Mitchell Trubisky, who was also in that front where you just got – the Bears busted on him. Like, that's just how it goes.
But
that could happen this year. I do not think. Like,
well, yeah,
are we
I
convinced
mean,
it's
that. It's going to happen this year. Not but, all of these quarterbacks are going to be all-stars.
But that's my point, is when you have a run of 3 quarterbacks, you're getting that 4th option. Now, you could hit it out of the park and pick up the 4th option that no one was looking at. But I think you got to go either trade it or go a different direction than taking a quarterback right there, because the top 3 quarterbacks are going to be taken with those quarterback picks. I say you either trade it, get the most value, and see if you can sneak up with something the next draft year, perhaps, or you go ahead and take the next best position. I just don't think you go 4 quarterbacks in a row when you don't desperately need a quarterback. Like, they have a little bit of time.
I mean, you got Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, and Trey Lance. I mean, there's a good shot of hitting on one of those. Like, Zach Wilson or Trey Lance will be there at number 4. I think.
You think?
Okay, no.
It's going to be Justin Fields or Trey Lance, and I think it's going to be Trey Lance. You take Trey Lance.
You think
Lance?
Zach Wilson's going?
Yeah, Zach Wilson's going
to the
too.
Jets.
Yeah, he's going too.
It's almost a for sure thing now. Okay. Trevor Lawrence is obviously going number 1.
He did look pretty good in his pro day.
So it's Fields or it's Lance. Now, obviously.
Yeah, I think it depends on your scouting department, your front office.
For sure.
How confident you feel about
and
those quarterbacks.
They also have a new coach, so maybe Arthur Smith wants a fresh start. Maybe he does want to get rid of Matt Ryan. There's nothing preventing that from happening. But at the same time, maybe.
I can't see Arthur Blank wanting to get rid of Matt Ryan, especially giving him the contract that he did a couple years ago. And, like, Matt Ryan, you could argue, was already on the decline, and people were kind of questioning the contract they gave, but he gave it to him out of loyalty because he loves Matt Ryan.
But do you do that twice?
I don't think they re-sign him, but you still have three years. I think you can not punt on this draft, but either get the most for that valued four pick, because I think that a lot of teams are wanting a quarterback desperately that would be willing to trade something for that, or you take the fourth pick, you take the next best available thing, and you get the most talented wide receiver, the most talented offensive lineman, or whatever position you desperately need, and then you punt to the next draft for a quarterback or the next round for a quarterback if you like somebody. With 3 years left on a contract on Matt Ryan, I think you go ahead, take this fourth pick, you build something with it in terms of value trading or value with a pick, and then you go to the next draft and take someone for Matt Ryan, because you still got 3 years. And I don't think Matt Ryan is going to hit. He's been declining, but he's been still pretty decently solid, and I don't think with the rookie quarterback they're going to snap into something. So I think you can take a year of not – maybe not a rebuild because they're not in a rebuild scenario, but just a step back, take a pause year, and then see what you can get in the next draft.
Yeah, if Matt Ryan had 1 year left or 2 years left on his contract, I'd say take the quarterback for sure, because then you have your quarterback set in stone mm-hmm. to move on to. Mm-hmm. Instead of taking him now, where you're going to have to, in a year from now, you're going to have to pick. Who are you going to – are you going to get rid of Matt Ryan, or are you going to go with the rookie quarterback? I think taking the rookie quarterback now sets up a lot of dilemmas for them in the future. So getting it now, okay, you got that question mark out of the way. But now, come next year, you're going to have to make a whole nother decision base of how you build this team. But if you're high on Justin Fields and the 49ers end up taking Justin
Fields.
Sounds
like a really good weed strain, Justin Fields.
Wow.
Just completely killed the point.
Sorry, you said if you get high on Justin Fields, and my brain went to that. That sounds like a pretty
So if the Falcons, if their scouting department, front office, they really like Justin Fields or Mac Jones, and they think they can get him at four, and then come draft day, the 49ers end up taking one of them, then yeah, I think you trade the pick, because you shouldn't settle for a quarterback that you kind of like,
and
but not as highly
fair.
As your number one guy.
And, you look at Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes is hold on. I thought you guys were calling me crazy because I brought him up. I think a big part of his success was the fact that he was in the system for a year before he even had,
A Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers
yes,
type
he
thing.
Was
yeah.
able
but to,
there was able
my
to have
thing
that
there is
carryover.
He was number, 12.
Sure.
And they knew what they wanted.
If you're
number one. That was Brett Veach. What you're talking about. If you could get the guy that you want at your pick, take him.
But
I think
there's a much more obvious number one than in the 2017 draft, where you had Pat Mahomes, Mitchell Trubisky, and Deshaun Watson, and kind of a very...
Patrick Mahomes wasn't even really talked about.
But
really
that's what I'm saying, is there is a clear number one and almost clear number two with the Jets taking Zach Wilson. I agree with you with everything you said about that, Alex, on terms of if you have a quarterback you like and it hasn't been picked up, there's no reason not to take the quarterback you like, but there's no reason to settle or stretch and make yourself miserable. It'd be like getting married to someone you're not very thrilled about just because you want to get married. You are going to be unhappy for however long that marriage lasts, type deal. Now, with that being said, I don't think they're going to go 0-17. I don't think they're going to have a terrible year next year, but you could still find yourself in the top 5, top 10 of the draft next year, because I don't think you're going to be making the playoffs this year. You're going to be middle of the pack and still have a decent draft pick next year to maybe take a guy with, especially if you can get some draft picks from someone this year with that fourth pick. If you can trade and go ahead and, again, just punt to the next draft and see what you can do with it.
If they build some semblance of a defense, they can be a decent football team.
100%. 100%. Yeah, sure. They have so many first-round picks on that offensive line. Or not offensive line, offensive side. They need something on the defensive side. We'll be right back. Trivia next. Time for some trivia. Trivia. It's one of my favorite things to write. It's so easy. All I do is think, and then I'm like, oh, I bet they don't know that, and then I write it down, and that's how it goes. Today, trivia. I did a little bit of it on the drive. We have 1980s and 90s trivia, music, sports, and movies and TVs are those categories. You also have, I have the draft steals from the few years past of the NFL, so we have some NFL draft steals, birthday-style hints about those, and then on this day in history as well. A lot of things happened today in history, so we have some on this day in history. Folky, we're going to start with you.
Sure, pal.
What category would you like to start in?
Not 80s and 90s. Let's go with the draft.
The draft.
Let's go with that other one.
The draft. All right. As always, steals are available after Folky answers incorrectly, if he answers incorrectly.
Which won't happen.
So hold off on
him,
screaming.
I don't think the Cleveland Browns will be one of those teams.
Didn't get a lot of steals.
Most of the time, they're picking at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This wide receiver was drafted in the second round, 64th overall in the 2019 draft by the Seattle Seahawks.
Metcalf. DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf is correct, starting off with a pretty easy one. Where would you like to go?
What was the other category?
There was a lot of them. This day in history, 1990s, you have movies, sports, and music in that one, and then you have draft.
Let's stay with draft.
Staying with the draft. Okay. 2016 NFL draft. This running back was drafted 45th overall in the second round. Out of Alabama.
TJ Yeldon.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Anybody for the steal?
What year?
What position?
2016 NFL draft round 2, pick 45, running back out of Alabama. Anybody?
In 2016.
Who drafted him?
Anybody?
Can we know that?
No, because that would give it right away.
Okay, which means he's
five. His birthday
there.
Style.
Four.
Who did Bo Scarborough get drafted by?
Nope, it's not Bo Scarborough.
Damien Harris?
I could have taken Bo Scarborough as the name. All I needed was the name. It is Derrick Henry, DH2K.
2016?
2016, 45th overall by the Tennessee Titans. Obviously, if I said Titans,
he's only been
in
the league like 5 years?
Yeah. Dude's good. Alex, your turn. Where would you like to go?
Jeez.
Yeah. For the sake of changing it up, I'll go with the 80s, 90s.
Sports, movies, or music?
Sports.
Sounds good. Let's see how well you know your sports. Ooh, 1992 obviously was the year of the Dream Team. Who was the only college player on the Dream Team?
Christian Leitner.
That is correct. Good pull. Impressed by that. Pretty easy one.
I actually knew that one, too.
Fair enough.
I was hoping you somehow didn't.
Let's stick with the Dream Team, then. Who was the coach of the Dream Team, 1992? This one's a little bit harder.
1992.
If it makes you feel better, I don't think any
Chuck
of these.
Chuck Daly.
Guys. That is correct. Chuck Daly of the Bad Boys Pistons. What a pull.
Wow.
Very impressed by that one.
Okay.
I'm proud of you. That was a good one. I'm impressed by that. Would you like to stay in sports?
Yes.
Fair enough. Where was the Mike Tyson Buster Douglas showdown held? What country was it held in?
Philippines.
That is incorrect. Anybody for the steal?
America.
Is incorrect. Oh. I like the idea. I like the idea.
Russia.
That is incorrect. Alex, you're on the right path with a Asian island. It is Japan.
Oh.
Japan was held in Japan. Oh, Tucker, where would you like to go?
Go 80s, 90s.
Music, sports, or movies?
Movies.
Movies it is. This is also TV and movies, just a warning just in case there is
That's
a TV
fine.
Show
That's
mixed
fair.
In. But
That's
I,
okay.
Just in case. Everyone, honesty policy, no one listened or heard any of the questions I asked
not.
On the drive
nope.
today.
Not
no.
Making sure, because I'm just going to repeat this one.
I don't listen to the draft.
Fair enough. No one does. Which 80s movie was the highest grossing film of the decade?
I'm going to go with Rocky.
Is that your final answer?
Wait. Rocky 4.
That is incorrect.
Rocky 3.
That is incorrect.
Two?
I have no guess.
It
I
is no Rockies.
To
okay.
Anybody? I'm going
to
go
No,
with...
you are. You mean you can say it, but it doesn't count for a point. You answered Rocky 4.
Okay, well, now Folky's already guessed, so he doesn't get a point if he gets it right, right?
That's Yeah, no, that's how it okay. works. I can tell you the answer if you'd like me to.
Go ahead.
What's the question?
The highest grossing movie of the 80s decade
Star
was...
Star Wars. Star
no,
Wars.
Directed mm-hmm. by Steven Spielberg. E.T., the extraterrestrial, was the highest grossing film...
Wouldn't really guess that.
Folky, where would you like to go, man?
I'd go Rocky 4.
Let's go.
It's too good. I figured it was just beloved.
This day.
This day in history. Yeah. It is. Sounds good. All right. 1959, this state ends prohibition after 51 years since it began. The last state to finally legalize alcohol in 1959. What state was it?
That state was... New Jersey.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect. Anybody for the steal?
Mississippi.
Incorrect. Alex, you got any answer for the steal?
Alabama.
That is incorrect. It would be Oklahoma. Oklahoma and Prohibition in 1959 after 51 years of being a dry state. Hmm. Alex, where would you like to go?
Can I, when it comes to the 80s and 90s, can I say like 90s movies?
Yeah, you can choose sports.
Yeah,
90s
movies.
Okay, I don't know. I can't promise you it's going to be a 90s movie, but you can have 80s or 90s movie trivia. I can't promise. This is a 90s movie. I'm 99% sure this is a 90s movie. It could have come out in 89. I apologize. It's The Goonies. What was the name of the pirate whose treasure Mikey and his friends were searching for in The Goonies? What was the name of the pirate?
I got no idea. I've never seen The Goonies.
You've never seen The Goonies?
Have not.
It's one of my favorite childhood films. It's fantastic.
It was Jackie.
Anybody?
Captain Hook.
It would be me if I was a Cyclops. That would be One-Eyed Willie.
One-Eyed Willie.
One-Eyed Willie. They were searching for the treasure of One-Eyed Willie.
That is such a... I've seen The Goonies a bunch of times. I just went blank.
It's a fantastic movie.
I just went blank.
When I was five, my mom sent me to fat camp.
Yeah.
It's my favorite movie scene of all time.
Yeah, that's just disappointing.
Where would you like
that
to go?
One. Where would I like to go?
Final question.
Let's go 80s, 90s sports.
The Goonies was a 1985 film.
Okay, so I was wrong. My apologies. It was an 80s movie, but still a fantastic movie nonetheless. You said sports?
Yes.
Okay. There were a bunch of expansion teams added in the year 1995. Specifically, in basketball, these two expansion teams were added to the National Basketball Association. What were the two teams?
The Vancouver Grizzlies.
One. Second team.
The Toronto Raptors.
That is correct. Both Canada teams were put in. What about 1993 baseball? What were the two expansion teams in the 1993 baseball season?
Toronto Blue Jays.
Incorrect.
The Diamondbacks.
Incorrect.
Nationals.
Incorrect.
Montreal Expos.
Incorrect.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Incorrect. That would be the Colorado Rockies and the Florida Marlins were the two expansion teams in the 1993
knew the Marlins,
season.
But...
No, you didn't because you didn't say it.
I thought I remembered Florida.
I was trying to...
You got to
we'll
there.
Be right back.
I hate you.
Welcome back in. Fanner Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Overtime, hour two. Getting right underway live from the Fanner Radio studios. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson, Alex Comas. Did you see where Drew Pember has officially committed, signed, is going to play for UNC Asheville, the guy we handed a get shirt to, it seems like, found a place to go. The only reason I bring this up, teaming up with former Bearden Bulldog Trent Stephanie, who went there straight out of high school. Now, if you remember, Drew Pember, Trent Stephanie, and Quez Glover, who played at Florida this past season, who was in the transfer portal, all played and graduated from Bearden High School at the same time. So my little insider tip, I have no insider tip, but just this is like my brain functioning. Keep your eye out for Quez Glover maybe signing with UNC Asheville as well, maybe seeing a high school reunion in the locker room type deal.
I saw something floating around that maybe he goes with Dez Oliver to ETSU.
Yes.
See, I thought that too, but that I was when I also thought Drew Pember was going to ETSU. Now he commits to UNC Asheville. I think we might see a high school reunion in UNC Asheville. I think anywhere you could land Quez Glover, like I think he's a solid player. I don't know if he's a SEC point guard. I think it was a little being thrown into the wolves, having to make up minutes for Keontae Johnson, and also Trey Mann was shaken up a couple of times. Appleby was shaken up a couple of times. Getting true freshman minutes when you're not necessarily completely ready for him was probably a little bit of a shock to the system. And obviously, Mike White had a plethora of players leave his program this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Mike White on the hot seat?
No.
No?
No.
No.
I mean, they did get a tournament win, but then you lose to Oral Roberts.
With the team he had.
But they've had guys transferring out thousands of times. I mean, you didn't really – did Kerry Blackshear play during the COVID season? Was that his year or was it the year before that?
Yes, he played
during
COVID
season. COVID
season.
I mean, you got a couple transfers.
But you got transfers coming in.
It's a good
Kerry
point.
Blackshear. You still recruit good players like Keontae Johnson.
It's fair.
Like, we shouldn't overlook that. Like, Keontae Johnson was supposed to be, I believe he was preseason first-team All-SEC. Mm-hmm. Like, that was an important player Mike White lost. And when you look at the rest of the roster they had, like, Colin Castleton was very up and down for a guy who was supposed to be a key piece of this team. Trey Mann played pretty well, especially toward the end of the season. Like, I just think when you look at Florida's roster, Mike White made the best out of that. And, you know, I understand we're supposed to hate on Florida, but I think Mike White is doing an okay job there to where I don't think he's on the hot seat.
He was able to land Penn State's top scorer in Myron Jones. He's
good.
Lands in the transfer portal. I think he's a pretty solid player. I can agree there. But Penn State also, it's hard to judge because Penn State basketball is not the highest institution. And Big
Ten. They're at home, they look like the best team in the country.
That is a good point. Maybe the Florida home court advantage has something to do with that. They also picked up Brandon McKissick from University Missouri, Kansas City. Know nothing about him other than he used to play for University of Missouri, Kansas City, which their mascot is the Kangaroos. They are the Fightin' Roos, I believe. It's a pretty sick logo.
Wow.
But Gators lost six players. Florida lost its sixth player when Scotty Lewis declared for the draft. They lost six players over this past time. Omar Payne, I believe, signed with Illinois.
Illinois.
Yes, I believe. I could be wrong, but I'm 100% sure because I remember one of the comments in the tweet was "Welcome to the real orange and blue," and they used like the little diamond emojis of orange and blue, and then there was a big Florida fan. I say big because he was fat, but also he was probably a good, happy, wanted to be a Florida fan, big Florida fan in terms of big Florida energy.
Right.
Who was very upset in the comments that they
got real mad that. Online about
yes.
the colors.
Yes, but when you look at who they lose, they also lost Osifo, who was their center earlier in this season. Obviously, Terrence Mann declared for the draft. You have Quez Glover and a couple other players.
You said Terrence Mann.
My bad. I do that every time.
Yeah,
because
yeah, it's understandable.
Also, Terrence Mann played at Florida State, so in my brain, they're just a Florida player.
Yep.
It's you got a T-Man.
No,
it's like Davion and Donovan Mitchell. I got confused for a second because someone went viral for not accidentally. They tweeted out that Davion Mitchell and Donovan Mitchell are brothers because they're both D Mitchells who wear 45. And we had talked about him that night saying that they weren't brothers. And so
yes.
I went on a frantic Google search trying to figure out if they were the same person or not. But they are not. But Florida, not the greatest season. Not a bad season from losing your number one guy, 15-10, 9-7 in the SEC play, just behind Tennessee, 0.5 games back from Tennessee's position in the SEC. But Mike White, I got to figure out when he signed at Florida.
Pretty wild with the transfer stuff. You know, you talk about Florida losing six guys. Well, not all to the transfer portal. But look at Missouri. Like, they've had five guys put their name to the transfer portal.
Really?
Like, the amount of turnover that we've seen from teams, like with how many guys are entering the transfer portal, but specifically within the SEC, I mean, teams where Tennessee was right there with in terms of the standings, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the year, Missouri and Florida losing a ton of guys potentially in the transfer portal. I mean, that it's going to be a whole new team that you could be facing next year.
For sure. Mike White signed. He's in his sixth season, so signed in 2015, I guess, would be the proper math. Maybe 2014, depending on how math works, 2021 season.
I think he got an extension, too, I want to say, a couple years ago, because when Ole Miss had their head coaching vacancy, they tried to make a run at Mike White because Mike White was a Ole Miss graduate, and they tried to bring him back. Florida ultimately, I think, extended him or gave him a little salary bump, and then Ole Miss ended up going with Kermit Davis.
He is 108-65 in his time at Florida, 209-105 overall in his 10 seasons coaching basketball. They went to three consecutive NCAA tournaments in 2017, 2019, in position to make a fourth, apparently, according to Florida.com, with the shortened 2019-2020 season, and then made this past one. So technically four consecutive tournaments. I know Florida's not a basketball school. We kind of talked about this yesterday with Matthew's call, but it's really not that long ago that they won back-to-back national titles. Like, it's getting further away, obviously. That's how time works. But it's really not that far away. Like, Joakim Noah, we were talking about him earlier. Like, James Harden's still in the league from the same draft class. Like, that's not that far in the rearview mirror. When is it time for Florida to maybe start winning again? Because they are winning, but they're not back-to-back champions, and they're never going to get back to that. You're never going to get that type of lineup where you have that much NBA talent on a roster like that. But you got to at least get back to being competitive when you were winning back-to-backs in 07, 08, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think Mike White has recruited at the level of Billy Donovan. Like, admittedly, Billy Donovan was pulling in guys who were one-and-done studs. I mean, Bradley Beal, first name off the bat. Like, I don't think Mike White has been able to recruit at that high of a level to bring in multiple, you know, McDonald's top 20 guys. And that's what made those Florida teams so special, is because they brought in some high, high-level talent and then got them to stay a couple years and develop, and developed into studs to run the college game. Whereas now it's a different game. You need to bring in high-level one-and-done guys, and I just don't, I don't think Florida is like one of those top options for teams when you're looking. If you're, you know you're going to be probably a one and done guy. Florida's not the program to, you know, catch your eyes as a place to develop.
Yeah, they are right now as it stands. Obviously, this could change over the summer. Still a lot of recruiting to be done, but as it stands for the 2021 class, including transfers, they're 14th in SEC and 76 overall in the nation for recruiting, with one commitment from a four-star, a .985, along with three transfers.
Wow.
So, not very good. 2020 class was ranked 10th in SEC, 39th in the nation with a .9277 average. Their best player out of that class, I guess you can consider it being Colin Castleton because he was a transfer for that, but Osifo was a three-star, and then you had one four-star in Samson. Don't know how to pronounce that last name, out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, who I don't think I've seen him play yet. 2019 draft class, you look back, recruiting class, was not a bad one at all. SEC number two class, national eighth. But this is when all of these guys who you're losing now came in Quez Glover, Scotty Lewis, Trey Mann. You got 2 5-stars in Trey Mann and Scotty Lewis at .9973 and a .9919. Omar Payne was a four-star at .9818. Jason Jatobo, who has just not lost any of the weight they thought he was going to lose when he first came in, was a three-star, and so is Quez Glover. And you also got three transfers in Kerry Blackshear, Tyree Appleby, and Anthony DeRuggi. I mean, out of that class, you're losing all but one of those players. I mean, all of those players except for Jason Jatobo and Appleby are no longer on that team.
Out of this, I guess, current crop of Florida players, like of the past two seasons, would you say that it's Mike White's fault as to why they haven't done, you know, really well? They haven't been a top-notch team? Because honestly, for me, it's just that the players haven't exactly panned out to be that great.
And that definitely happens. Like I that's kind of been my argument on why we need to keep Rick Barnes, and it's a spin zone, and it's kind of an excuse, but it's still tangible, and it's still an argument to be made. But when you look back through these things, I mean, Keontae Johnson was in the 2018 class. We've yet to see him hit the floor. Very poor choice of words. I feel really bad about that. But we have yet to see him play basketball, obviously, with the very tragic injury or freak accident that happened at the beginning of the season. He was in the 2018 class. The other two players that were in that 2018 class, there was only two of them. Noah Locke, who was a decent three-point shooter. I think he's going somewhere else this year as well. And Andrew Nembhard, who was just playing in the national championship game for Gonzaga. Like, he hasn't been able to lock these guys down. He's been able to get them there. But there is something going on in that locker room. If it's just not winning at a certain level, if it's some sort of culture problem, I don't know what's going on, but he hasn't been able to keep guys in the Florida locker room. When you look past through these recruiting classes, like, he's gotten guys in transfer portals, he's gotten good guys, they had a number two class in 2019, but then when you look and go down the list, you're barely able to keep any of these guys, and it's not really translating to a ton of wins. Obviously, 2020 was a weird year, 2020-21 was an even weirder season, but you still got to translate something to wins, and they have not been able to do that yet. I just like pooping on Kentucky, too, or Florida, and Kentucky. I like pooping on both of them.
They do have Mike White until 2025, through 2020, or through 2024, 2025.
Let me ask you this. Maybe hot seat was a bad question. Do you see Mike White finishing out until 2025?
No.
I think we can all agree on that.
That's a long time from now.
Yeah.
4 years, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I can
that.
Agree with that, especially with the recruiting trending down.
Yes.
So, we'll be right back.
He does have, if not a better, the same record as Rick Barnes does at Tennessee.
But we're trending in the right direction. He started pretty high with his recruiting. He is now trending down. I think we're in different scenarios, but I am not going to argue with the statement of fact. You did state a fact.
Some may say Rick Barnes trending a little downward.
It's just not true.
Not me.
It's
I'm just saying.
It's not true. We've landed 5 stars. Like, when was the last? Like, we're landing 5 stars now. Like, we haven't gone up or down. Or, no, I take that back. We've gone up.
Like, just in recruiting.
Yes, in recruiting, but that's what it translates to. You've got to recruit in order to translate anything else. Well,
but I mean, you bring up recruiting, but they're gone. We got one guy coming in that's a five-star.
Two.
We do have two. I forget.
Just landed a guy today, along with Jemiah Mayshak, who's a four-star, who has a very, very high upside. Fantastic athletic body. Just got to get that offensive game going.
Well, the French guy, Quentin Dubonje.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's a three-star.
Oh. Dang.
Yeah.
It do not matter. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. Fandern Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fandern Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson, Alex Comas in the studio with you guys. Hour two rolling right along. Trying to find something to talk about. There's not a lot of stuff going on.
Not a super busy day today.
Nope, not really.
It's a nice day out, though.
Off season.
It was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Days like this give me good energy coming into the studio. I was high energy today. The sun brings me energy.
Hitting the 80s.
So nice.
I know.
So good. I was very sad I couldn't go like play golf or something today to actually get out there and enjoy it.
I thought about it around 3 o'clock. I was like, damn, me and Tucker should have lined up a golf tee time for today. Would have been perfect.
If I could have got, if you'd have told me, I would have took the day off and we'd have went.
Yeah.
We need all of you to get into golf, and then you need to play long enough to get good so that we can have an overtime tournament.
I feel like Folky just automatically would decline the invite.
No, Folky.
That's actually just not true.
Folky's getting into some golf.
Really?
That's actually just not true.
He texts
Alex?
Me the other day. He shoots me a message, mm-hmm. and Folky, I'm gonna tell the whole story here. I'm sorry. He sends me a message, and he asks me, "What's a putter look like?"
Okay, no. Hold on.
No,
That's not the whole story.
No, it's a bit of a story, though.
No, you're making me sound stupid.
You said, is there such a thing as an angled putter? Is that what you said?
No. There was a club.
Yep, no.
And it had
this doesn't help you.
A P on it.
Yes.
I assumed that stood for a putter.
But it did not
it
look like a putter, did it?
It did not look like a putter,
no,
so that
sure
was my
didn't.
Confusion.
It was your P wedge.
I know what a
pitching wedge.
I know what
they,
a putter looks like.
Yep.
It had a P on it.
Yes. That's a
so
wedge.
I was just asking, because Tucker is a former
golf aficionado, as one might say.
Yes. So I just shot
professional
him a text.
In 8 years.
Professional in 8 years.
If
I get sponsored. That's the thing. I can't be out here trying to survive and pay rent and all these things while also harnessing all of my energy into golf. If I'm going to become a pro, I need sponsorship. I need someone to pay my bills is the only way I could do that. So
you're coming, Folky.
We need sponsorship in general. It's not just golf.
No,
not just win,
no, just
but I'll be there.
But that's what we do here.
Sure. But I need them to sponsor just me as a golfer.
Tucker's looking out for himself.
I'll give them a percentage of all my like when I win the Masters in 14 years, they can get a slice.
Well,
of that
that's
pie.
The thing. Did you see where Tatis when
that's
he signed
a fair
his
number,
400?
Right?
What was it? 450 some odd million dollar deal for Tatis Jr. He had to give away half of it to the company who gave him a loan while he was playing in the minors.
Yeah.
Like that's a thing. Like people will. Scam you.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a nicer way to say that. You're going to get scammed if you really
well,
want
really,
this that desperately. That's what I'm saying. Tie it into the business and
I'm
then
not
just take your
50.
Money that you do from the business and put it into the golf. You got to get a money laundering scheme going.
But I can't. Like, I can't work. I've got to only golf. That's the only way you become a professional in a sport.
We have enough room on this. We could put a course up here.
Yeah.
Just a training facility?
That's
a good question for Nate. Will he put in a golf training facility for me?
Listen, I could shave one of the areas down flat enough and keep it nice and cut, and we could have a putting green.
That would be nice.
You could have...
We'd have to put new
grass
in,
though.
That's not the right kind of
grass. There's like
right
thousands of acres. Exactly, and the interstate's right there.
Yeah,
okay.
Just hit golf balls onto the interstate.
I don't mean to be disrespectful. I don't think you could hit it that far, and that's what... No, but listen, that's what the training is for.
Right there.
Until you can swing and hit the interstate, you keep hitting from there, and then as soon as
is
you
that my
wax
on, wax
off? Exactly. As soon
like
as you
the montage is me just like working out and like chipping and putting, and then it'll show me hitting a drive and it doesn't quite make it, and then it's the same montage again. But then I hit it and it goes a little further, and then one day I hit an 18-wheeler.
No, I was gonna say, actually, yes,
and I'm a pro.
You do hit it. You hit an 18-wheeler, and it flips, and it's carrying. It's a tailor-made truck, and it's carrying all golf balls, and your ball gets lost amongst all of them, just
and
like you would get lost amongst all the golfers.
You know, it's actually, you know what? Someone write this.
That's actually not
the listeners.
Alex, cut this out of the podcast.
Not the listeners.
Cut this out of the
My
podcast.
God.
We got to write this down.
This is get Adam Sandler on the phone. Happy
what
Gilmore
it
2.
It's
Chubbs' son. He wants to become a pro golfer. Does Chubbs die?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Chubbs' son, and to honor
Interstate 18.
Chubbs' legacy, he tries to become a pro golfer. Dude, this is magic. Get Adam Sandler on the line. Folky, call him.
What are some golf things? Give me some golf things. I don't know anything about golf, but I need to make a pun.
Four. Tee. Driver. Wedge.
Interstate 40.
Putter. Okay.
Interstate 4T.
That'll work.
We can workshop it.
Sure. All right. Coming to a theater near you.
We should write a movie. That should be what we do this offseason.
Oh, jeez.
We should just, like, we'll have
like,
a...
just have, like, a writer's room on the show
yeah,
at night.
Yeah, that could be one of the segments. Instead
of
doing
trivia...
We just
work through a movie, and then...
We just continuously workshop. Like, every
right.
Tuesday we workshop
do a scene?
Day. Yeah.
For a movie?
No. We just actively write down our ideas that we're throwing out to each other.
Okay.
And then again,
brainstorm.
We brainstorm. Next Tuesday, we come in with more ideas,
right?
And we write the script for that, and then we have a movie by June.
Hmm.
It'd be hard to sell that movie because
everyone
would know.
Everyone knows about the movie.
And then they would just sell it.
Yeah.
Okay, but listen, I'm.
All right, guys, let's be in the trust tree, everybody. Listen, all right. Let's have a bit of honesty. Let's not steal
really
the movie.
Scared
huh?
of the five people who are gonna steal
huh?
this movie.
I mean, that's true. Maybe they could. I mean, we're going to have to raise some
money. We might need some extras, so the 37 could be the extras.
They can be in
If
it.
You promise not to steal our movie
you
pictures,
can be,
you,
can you
can
be
in
an
the
extra
movie.
In the movie. Mark Wahlberg will be starring. Sorry, you can't star.
I wanted to star.
You can't. Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg or you. I'm sorry.
Maybe.
He's
Mark
been in a
Wahlberg co- could play Bryson DeChambeau.
You know what? That would rock. Give him the hat.
Who would? Kevin James could play John Daly.
Not old enough.
Fat enough.
We need a. He is fat. I guess makeup.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
about,
but we don't have a big budget here.
Chubbs' son. Who's going to play him?
Michael B. Jordan.
Let's just get Carl Weathers. No, let's just get Carl Weathers to play young Carl Weathers. We'll just put
just
prosthetics.
Old Carl.
Like, you know how they did that with De Niro?
Right.
In The Irishman.
So
let's just do that with
so
Carl
just
Weathers.
Make Carl
yeah.
Weathers young. God, that's more money for the budget. But okay.
Carl Weathers isn't that expensive. It's the makeup that's probably more.
Exactly. The,
okay.
the CGI to make him young. Man.
Good point by you.
I don't know. Carl Weathers is, you know, kind of making bank with The Mandalorian.
Oh, it's a good point by you. I think he is in The Mandalorian.
His price definitely went up from maybe where it was a couple years ago.
Good point by you. Michael B. Jordan might
Carl
have to
Weathers
move
joining
maybe
the,
not Carl Weathers, but Michael B. Jordan.
Carl Weathers joining the Star Wars universe did not help me. Mixing up him and Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
Like, it did not make that any easier. Because he walked in on The Mandalorian, and I was like, is that Lando? And like, I was looking at my roommate, and I was like, that's Lando, right? And he was like, I don't think so.
Watching The Mandalorian was the first, like, Star Wars-related series/movie I'd ever seen.
Other than the movies?
No, I had not seen the movies up to that point.
Oh, wow.
The only
so I was
thing,
I just knew like clips of movies,
you just
and so
jumped
I was like,
in?
"Wait, is that Lando Calrissian?" And my friends were like, "No, no,
idiot!"
I mean,
the only
I realized in about like 5 seconds that it wasn't, but when he first appeared on screen, I was like, "What?"
No, the only Star Wars thing I've seen, I went on a date and saw the Solo movie that came out that was not very good. It wasn't terrible, but it was not very good. Childish Gambino was a very good Lando in that, though. So I like Gambino. He's a cool dude. Fun fact, did you know that Childish Gambino got his name from the Wu-Tang Clan name generator online?
Yes, I actually did know that.
You just type in your name, and then you – actually, I think that's what we should do. During the break, let's all get
for
our Wu-Tang Clan member.
For the golf movie? Or get our names?
Well, we can do it for the golf movie, but I was just meaning for just in general. During the break, let's get our Wu-Tang Clan member names and then just refer to each other as our Wu-Tang Clan member names
like
for the rest of the show. Did you get yours?
I'm working on it.
Oh, okay.
Just the first name or the last
name? No, first and last.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Welcome back in. Fandom Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fandom Radio studios. It's Menace Aggressive. What was your Wu-Tang Clan name generator name? What did it pop up as?
I believe it was Panther Hostile.
Panther Hostile and Menace Aggressive with you guys today as the Baltimore Orioles hit a home run off the dumb-looking
pitcher. Oh, now we're doing score updates, huh?
To take the lead.
I mean, I turned around and there was a home run hit. I can't help that I saw a home run being hit. I apologize sincerely.
Is that to take the lead?
What no,
is
that to tie? 1-1.
No, to tie it.
I didn't see the Yankees.
Would you like to give a score update on what happened with the Yankees?
I didn't interject.
How'd they score the one?
Aaron Hicks hit a single to score. I forgot.
Yeah, see, that's way less cool than a solo home run that I just brought.
A solo dinger.
Yeah.
That's right. Still not more than a Cincinnati, but still.
We were talking about golf earlier. We were talking about golf movies.
Did you see somehow where? Got onto the Wu-Tang rap name generator.
That's how we do the show.
How did we?
Josh Gambino, Star Wars, we Lando, about, Carl yeah, Weathers. Yeah, yeah. Went from Carl Weathers to Lando.
We took many turns.
To Josh Gambino to Wu-Tang.
Shoo.
That actually would be not a bad idea. Have a listener like give us a timeline of what we talk about per segment and just see how far into left field we get.
God. Yeah, I would like a visualization chart of that.
I'm a visual learner.
I would like to see like the original branch and then how far away we get removed.
What type of learner are you? Topic. Are you a visual learner, a physical learner? Like what type of learning?
A good one.
There you go.
You were incorrect with that because you would be a well learner.
A well learner?
No.
You learn well?
No.
No. Well, you learn well, but you're not a well learner. Yeah,
well learner.
Just boom. Doesn't answer the question, just says a good learner.
I don't know. What type of listener are you? I'm a visual learner. Or a bad one.
Yeah.
You did not. That could have gone.
That goes on you. I'm mid-sentence and you start talking. I'm not going to. You actually weren't talking. I was already talking.
You weren't talking.
That was the best that joke could have gone.
He asked me a question.
That was the best that joke could have gone.
And then he comes at me.
Hey, how good of a listener are you? So I'm a pretty good physical learner. I learn with my hands.
I was mid-sentence.
No, you started the sentence after he asked the question.
No, because I had already said that I was a visual learner, and then I continued my sentence by saying, but I also lean, and then he started talking.
Well, I didn't want to get political when you said I also lean.
Right.
Hmm.
Right.
I'm trying to find something to talk about. Okay, speaking of political, fine. Everything.
If we need to write another movie, I got plenty of them.
All headlines have some political tie, and I hate getting political on this show.
Right.
There's really just like not a lot to talk about. Did you see where the Tiger Woods crash with excessive speed?
Because he was
zooming. What caused the crash? I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. I like Tiger. I really do. Like,
everybody
Tiger's the
Tiger.
Only golfer he's the only one who translates the sport. Exactly. So I'm not accusing. No, allegedly attached to this. This is just me, like, thinking out loud, saying things. I'm not trying to make accusations as the Baltimore Orioles hit another solo shot, I'm assuming, to make the ballgame 2-1.
2-1.
I believe excessive speed was the problem, but there were no citations issued. But earlier in the week, news came out that they knew what caused the crash, but they weren't going to release it. Now, that could have just been them getting more notes, getting more investigation, but something just seems a little weird about that. We know what happened, but we're not going to tell you, and now we're going to tell you, and it was just him speeding, and we're not going to give him a ticket. But apparently he was going 84 to 87 miles per hour downhill on the stretch of road outside of Los Angeles. That was 45 miles per hour for the speed limit, and the SUV was apparently going 75 miles per hour when it hit a tree. Obviously, speed can cause a wreck. You're going to lose control if you're going 84 or 87 down a hill. But why are you going 87 or 84? Four down a hill, like that. I don't know what was going on there, but no citations being issued, and it just seems like everything was kept under wraps. And I mean, rightfully so, guys want their privacy, especially someone of that stature. But am I the only one? Am I stupid for thinking there might be something fishy going on here? Am I looking too much into things? Am I being just a skeptic? Like, again, I'm not trying to make accusations. I'm just thinking out loud. This is how things go. Like that. I mean, he's powerful enough. He's got enough money. He's been in trouble before to maybe. I don't want to say put things under wraps, but maybe get some good press.
Yeah, I think you're just looking too much into it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think if he were like under the influence or something like that, I think he would have been arrested on the spot. Like, especially with his history.
But there was just no citations issued at all for the.
Sure, he was also in like 40
miles per
condition.
Over. Very true.
I mean, he apparently his injuries were worse than what was reported initially, too.
But no, there have been none at all. Like, not even like obviously, it wouldn't give him a ticket at the scene, seeing a car crunch, then walk up and say, "Hey, do you know how fast you were going?"
Right.
But there has been nothing come of it.
He's Tiger Woods.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
People like Tiger Woods get more privileges than people like we do. If I wreck my car...
But that's exactly what I'm saying. He has no citations for going 40 miles per over the speed limit. There could be something more there. I'm just trying to think out loud because there is nothing to talk about.
I think if it was something as bad as driving under the influence, I think they would have... They wouldn't have let him... I don't think that, especially with him already having one on his record, I don't think they would have let it slide. And I don't think Tiger would have had... I don't know. I want to think that he's grown a little bit.
But that was the big first couple of tweets were, oh no, is it back? Was the first reaction. So I know I'm not alone in that. And again, I'm not trying to make accusations.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people thought that.
Dumb brain is just letting me run down these types of thoughts.
I understand. And I mean, we probably will never know. So I don't think if he was, then they've wrapped it up completely because he is Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, when you're a guy who completely brought a sport to the forefront of America that had never had that sort of fame ever,
besides when it was introduced as the only sport at the time, basically.
Sure, I mean, when he was 15 years old, he said he wanted to be Michael Jordan of golf, and he was. Mm-hmm. Like the guy's an American icon. So, I mean, a guy like that gets a little bit of leniency with stuff like that.
I realize that, and with him being injured, I
don't think the cops at the moment were worried about ticketing him.
And that's not what I'm saying, but we're agreeing on the same point. Yes. I'm just on one side of being a skeptic, and you are on the other side of not being a skeptic, but for the same exact reason type deal. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just bouncing around here. Did you see where Jack Hanna, very unfortunate scenario here, speaking of some sad news, the family of the zookeeper. I mean, dude, I woke up every single morning at 7 a.m. and just watched his wildlife experiences on satellite television. But Jack Hanna, TV show host and founder of the Columbus Zoo, if I'm not mistaken, in Ohio, up there, right?
Yeah, there is a Columbus Zoo.
Okay, well, it's...
Yes, he was the founder of the Columbus Zoo and aquarium director.
That's what I thought. He still serves as a director emeritus, but he will be taking a step back from the public life. He will retire as the 74-year-old was diagnosed with dementia, and his family says it's turning into Alzheimer's. He was the director of the Columbus Zoo from 1978 to 1992, and obviously was a fantastic television host. I genuinely, when I say I woke up every morning and watched his shows, I mean it.
I don't know who Jack Hanna is.
I'm sure you might recognize him if I showed you, but he was the wildlife
dude. I'm looking
at him. Really?
Yeah.
He wasn't on Animal Planet. He was the Sunday morning cartoon dude, but not cartoons. He was just a wildlife guy. It was one of my favorite shows.
I mean, he's like Steve Irwin. I get it. Mm-hmm. Sure. I just don't recognize him straight off of... That's unfortunate, though. That's a bummer.
Did you see where
he's got a nice hat.
Yeah. Shaq decided to pay off a man's engagement ring debt, saying he's just trying to make people smile.
What a nice guy. I could see. I mean, Shaq's a good, nice guy. Except to Charles Barkley.
Shaq would be the only person I really think who would be in engagement ring debt just because he would need that big of an engagement ring to put on his finger. You know what I mean? Like that's... What size finger do you think he has? Like, I'm not...
Do guys wear engagement rings?
I don't think so.
The silver band? You wear a... Or not engagement, engagement ring.
That's a wedding
my
ring.
My bad. Same thing. A ring you wear to... promise the rest of your life. An engagement ring is a wedding ring.
Right.
It's just an engagement ring when you're a fiancé. My apologies. It's the same ring. Just one phase of the... It is the exact same ring. You don't get a new ring from your engagement ring to your wedding ring. It's the same ring.
Yes.
You get a wedding band.
Women have the engagement ring, and then they put a second ring on at the wedding, which is the wedding band.
No,
yeah,
you get the
two.
One diamond.
No.
No. You get.
What,
no,
you have to buy two rings?
You gotta buy two rings.
No, you do not.
You gotta buy two of them.
No, you
gotta buy two.
Yes. I'm not buying two stinking rings.
And you don't wear a ring, and the man doesn't wear a ring typically.
I know the man doesn't wear an engagement ring. You usually wear a silver band after you get pronounced husband and wife, or husband and husband, or wife and wife, or non binary.
Whatever you want to do. Who cares? It's 2021.
I love how the youngest member of the crew is giving us an education on
wedding
rings. All
right, listen. My parents have both been married more than once. They're experts at it, so I kind of am familiar with the wedding scene.
Right.
I thought it was only one band.
Nope. Definitely not.
I'm not buying two rings.
They wear two rings, like, to check it.
No, my mom wears one.
Well, then maybe
I'm not buying.
It's all right. Will.
I'm not buying two rings.
Will, you got time. You'll be all right.
You'll figure it out.
I refuse.
It'll be okay. No, it's gonna be okay.
You have to drop that's so much money.
Three rings.
You can get
buddy,
it on sale.
You're not paying for the wedding.
Yeah.
At least you can.
You
do
buy
the
ring though.
Yeah. You can buy the ring.
That's money. I'm not buying two rings. One ring will be sufficient.
Good luck, brother.
See what she says about that. See how she feels.
Better find a good one.
Look your dad in the face and say, hey, buddy, I'm buying one. All right? Listen. Listen. Okay. Money don't grow on trees,
I'm
fella.
Sorry. I'm a pretty stubborn fella. If I said, hey, I'm only buying one ring and she got upset by that, I'm
that's
not marrying her.
That's the
I'm
deal
out.
Breaker?
Yes.
You're
what?
Ridiculous, dude. You're ridiculous.
How am I ridiculous?
You sound like a guy. Okay.
Are you going to get worked up over material things our whole entire marriage?
This guy going to get
like,
engaged.
That's starting off rocky, no pun intended.
It's not really about the material ring, though. It's like it's a symbol. You know, people find meaning in different things.
Exactly. I would not want to spend my life with someone who finds meaning in something that stupid.
Right. But also, on the inverse side, imagine her feeling, this hypothetical girl that you're marrying, that you don't even care. You don't even care enough to buy a couple extra rings. They're not even got diamonds on them. They don't even got diamonds. Just a regular old band. I would be offended.
Wait, is that what it means when they say bands make her dance?
No, that's money.
We'll be right back.
Jesus.
Time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. Folky, what time is it?
It is 7:49.
For the birthday game.
Seconds.
Alex, you're hosting the birthday game today. A little nervous, are you?
Not really.
You a veteran of hosting the birthday game now?
I'm better than Folky, that's for sure.
It's for what? It's for what?
That's for sure.
I stumbled through gotcha. That. I apologize.
God, you can't call it out.
It's true.
You can't
bring like
attention
that pitcher
to
he
it.
Hit. Alex, man. Let's get started. Man. You got good ones?
Good birthday. That
you just now
up.
Pulling them up?
No,
not a veteran.
Right.
In my
you cannot
no,
say anything.
I don't wait until the game starts.
I have a few.
Really? When was the last time you had to wait?
You haven't. Yesterday was your first time in 4 weeks. Me and Volky have done it every day.
At least 4 weeks.
Let's get started.
It's been a month.
Okay. First guy, movie actor. Turned 67 years old today.
67?
Yep.
Will Ferrell.
He was born in Hong Kong, China.
Okay.
Ken Jeong.
Nope. Actor, choreographer, and stuntman, whose notable films include Enter the Dragon, Shanghai
Jackie Chan,
Noon.
Final answer. I love Jackie Chan.
I was trying to avoid Rush Hour until the last movie.
My Spy Neighbor, top five movie of all time.
My dumb brain heard that title of a movie and was like, that's a karate movie. Bruce Lee. And I started to say it, and I was like, oh, never mind.
Ooh.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
All right. He's another movie actor turns 57 years old today. Birthplace, Wellington, New Zealand. He's an Oscar-winning actor who won 4 film awards for Best Actor after playing Maximus in Gladiator.
Oh, Hugh Jackman?
Russell Crowe.
No, yeah. Correct. As soon as I said Tucker. It, I knew I got the wrong name, but was picturing the right dude. My fault. Good pull.
All right, this football player, the more famous of between him and his sibling.
Is his sibling born today?
Yes. Turns 46 years old today from Blacksburg, Virginia.
Tiki Barber?
Correct.
I was just thinking of Famous Brothers.
Peyton Barber.
Ah, dang it. Give him the point. It's his brother's birthday.
No, it's Rondé.
Rondé Barber.
Yep, I already gave it away. So.
Yeah, he said it.
So it's not Peyton Barber's birthday?
No, Peyton Barber's still in the NFL. So that wouldn't match up year-wise if his brother was younger. Twin brother was younger.
Not necessarily. Maybe he retired early. Maybe
he's
playing
twin
late.
Brother. Twin brother at 46.
46 yeah. years old.
I can tell you Peyton Barber's in his 20s.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know if you know how twins work. They usually get born at the same time.
Same
usually.
Exact time?
Same general.
At once.
You know, same day typically.
One trip.
Let's get in.
All right. Another football player, old timer. So this is right up Tucker's alley.
Len Dawson.
Turned 67 years old today from Rochester, Pennsylvania. He was a standout University of Pittsburgh football player who became a Hall of Fame running back with the Dallas Cowboys. He won the Heisman Trophy in 1976.
Tony Dorsett?
Yep.
I did a trivia question about him today. Here's the 99-yard run from scrimmage.
Yep.
1983.
Another football player, current one. He is a 34-year-old tight end from Birmingham, Alabama. He made his NFL debut in 2009
Delaney
for
Walker.
The Tennessee Titans. He played
Jared Cook, final answer.
Correct.
He's older than I thought he was.
Yeah. He's been in the league forever.
Yeah, I know, but...
Fumbling the ball in New Orleans now.
Yeah.
Another football player. I believe he's retired now. Turns 35 years old today from Bradenton, Florida. I've always struggled with that city name. He's a cornerback who made his NFL
debut. Along that city name a lot. I've never heard of Bradenton, Florida.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good athletes who come out of Bradenton.
Ike Taylor?
No. He's a cornerback who made his NFL debut in 2008 for the Arizona Cardinals and made his first Pro Bowl in 2009. He then joined the Denver Broncos in 2013. And in his first,
final answer.
Nope. And in his first year, he helped the team secure
Champ
the
Bailey?
Top seed in the AFC as well as the AFC Championship. He then signed a free agent contract with the New York Giants.
This is going to bother me.
He was a shutdown. 30 something?
He was a shutdown corner as well as a track and field star at Tennessee State University. His cousin also played in the NFL at corner. Famously had like 14 kids. His cousin
I know who his cousin is. Don't say it.
Okay.
But do they have the same last name?
You don't control what the hints are.
No, it's the hyphenated.
Antonio Cromartie.
That would be his cousin.
Who's the
Dominic,
other Cromartie? I'm giving
Dominic
it to
Cromartie. Dominique Cromartie. Roger Cromartie.
Fulkerson. John got it right. Yeah. Fulkerson, my bad. Yeah. Dominique Rogers.
You're
Cromartie.
Welcome for the answer. I was never going to pull his name.
You
but
didn't
I knew
give
Cromartie.
Me the answer. I knew it.
This
myself.
Is for you, Folky.
It was either Cromartie or Philip Rivers, okay?
It's for me.
Baseball player.
Great
baseball.
Corner. Lots of kids.
Turns 42 years old today.
Cornerback, 42.
Quarterback. Right, same thing.
He was born in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
Okay.
Pete Rose. He was a star third baseman.
Yasiel
who was
Puig.
Named to three consecutive
third
baseman.
I missed the age.
Third baseman, too.
Okay.
Puig plays the outfield.
My bad.
Star third baseman.
Still learning, fellas.
Who was named, also Puig's Cuban. Star third baseman who was named to three consecutive All-Star games from 2010 to 2012 and won four Gold Glove Awards
Miguel
between
Sano?
2007 and 2012.
Miguel Cabrera.
He won his fourth Gold Glove in 2017.
Manny Machado, final
answer.
Was
signed by the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1994 at the age of just 15, becoming the youngest player to ever be signed by a National League team. After spending the first 7 years of his career with the Dodgers, he played for the Seattle Mariners from 2005 to 2009, then spent a season with the Boston Red Sox before joining the Texas Rangers in 2011 before he finally...
Adrian Beltre.
Correct.
I don't think Folky deserves a point for that.
Yeah, I think I should get it.
Took way too long.
Some of the guesses were quite bad. Just saying.
I forgot what the hints were. I just started yelling baseball players
so
who played
long.
Third base.
Folky said Miguel Sano, and I said the guy was 42, and Miguel Sano is nowhere near 42.
Sorry. Just guessing.
Good on Folky to just guess obscure, not obscure, but like names I don't know. So I was like, that's probably a good guess.
All right. Current MLB pitcher, 28 years old, from Valencia, Venezuela. He is a pitcher who made his MLB debut as a member of the Boston Red Sox, of which he is still a member of. He won a World Series with the Red Sox in 2018. Last year, he contracted COVID, which ultimately led to, I believe, some issue in myocarditis for him and ruled him out for the rest of the year.
Rough that I can only pull two Red Sox pitchers right now, and one of them doesn't play for the Red Sox anymore.
He's a lefty pitcher.
Initials?
His nickname is E-Rod.
Oh,
go ahead.
Edwin Rodriguez?
Nope.
Edward Rodriguez.
Nope. Eduardo.
Oh, I was
going to
say that. I was
I think I deserve the point for that.
I think I
got one more.
I was actually going to say that.
That was close.
One more.
I said Edward.
Famous director.
Spielberg.
Turns 82 years old today. Was born in Detroit, Michigan. He's an acclaimed director of an iconic 1972 film.
Stanley Kubrick.
The Godfather.
Oh, Francis Ford Coppola.
Correct.
Yeah.
Love Francis Ford Coppola.
Will you win birthdays
Let's
today?
Go! Nah, no surprise there. It's classic. That's how it goes. That's how Jeez. We normally happens. I cheated, Folky. I gave you two answers.
You did not give me any answers.
I gave you Cromartie.
No, you didn't. I was going to get that one regardless.
Yeah,
you think I know who his cousin is?
The dude who had 14 kids, yeah.
No. When you say that, I think of Philip Rivers.
Cornerback, not quarterback.
Same thing.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We love you guys.
Eh.